This is a Collider.com audio interview.
You've been asked a lot of the same questions, and I'm going to definitely mix it up because I'm not going to ask the same bullshit that you've been asked all
day. Oh,
that's
nice. Thank you.
Do you have a favorite director, movie, and actor? Or do you have some favorites if you don't have one that's specific?
Yeah, I don't have one that's specific. I think Kubrick, obviously. I love Sofia Coppola. It's tricky because I've worked with a lot of, you know, David O. Russell and Suzanne Beer. Some of my favorite directors now. I'm working with them. Woody Allen.
Your favorite
Coen
film?
Brothers. That one's tricky. I love Pan's Labyrinth. I love Guillermo del Toro, Iñárritu. And this is so hard. I Heart Huckabees is definitely one of my favorite movies. It might be my favorite.
Okay.
I think I Heart Huckabees.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I could never do karaoke. But if it were, it would be Did You Ever Know That You Were My Hero?
I love it. When you signed up for this thing, obviously you knew there was going to be a lot of fan interest and this is a big project. Did you call anyone on Twilight and say, what am I getting myself into?
No, the only time I've spoken to anyone from Twilight is I just emailed with Kristen Stewart like a few days ago because we're in this really giant fight. It's all over the tabloids because not really. I'm just saying. We've never met or even spoken to each other, but apparently we're in this gigantic feud and because, you know, it's my turn to take over as Hollywood's glam girl and she has to step over as the famous one and, you know, we've been fighting like cats and dogs. So I basically just shot her this email that was like, I was like, you know, just kind of, I don't know. And then she wrote back like, don't worry about it. You're welcome to the world of just bullshit, basically. So that was the only time I've spoken to them. Like saying yes to the role, there was nobody really I could talk to because it was all a kind of personal matters that I had to work out with on my own. Like, because it was nothing that anybody could tell me. It was all just kind of, do you want to do, are you ready? It was all kind of personal things that I had to work on myself.
Totally. I can't even imagine the door that was open. You know what I mean? What surprised you most about this process of making this big tentpole release and the promotion that goes with it? Or thus far?
That it feels like an indie. It preparing for the script and the filmmaking side of it was nothing like this. We made an amazing film. Gary made a war movie, and it's making it felt so untentpole, and even watching it, I feel that way as well. I think it's odd to kind of leave the set and leave kind of the creative process that felt so organic and small in so many ways, and then all of a sudden to do this press tour and find out that it's so much bigger than it kind of felt on set.
Something that's interesting about the film is that Gary chose to do a lot of close-ups, and it was, like, really tight on a lot of stuff. When you were filming, did he sort of let you know that that was going to be the aesthetic of the film? Did you guys talk about that? Or was it sort of like, Gary's the great director, whatever he wants to do?
It was both. I mean, you caught on very quickly to his vision and what he wanted to do, and a lot of his ideas and his vision were what made me want to do the movie. Him, once he got a camera and once he started mapping out his shots and how he wanted it, that's when I started watching everything unfold and realized he was making a war movie. It was amazing to see it just get better and better.
A lot of actors like two takes, the Clint Eastwood method. Some actors like the David Fincher method of 50 takes. Some people do. Where do you fall on that scale, and what's the most you've ever done?
I adapt to directors. I don't like making directors adapt to me. So if I'm with Clint Eastwood, then I'll do two takes. If I'm with Fincher, I'll do 50. The thought of that sounds horrible. I think that the most takes I've ever done would probably be maybe 10 on like a big studio movie where you can do those. But after a while, it's kind of like, it's not going to get any better. This is what it is. Like, it's only going to get, you know, the light's just going to kind of dull from your eyes. I think the more that you do it, the less the actors start listening to each other, because then you start memorizing the other person's lines, and then you just kind of start getting bored and start, there's this freshness that happens within the first few takes of the actors actually listening to each other and actually really reacting, that kind of starts to dull after a few more takes. But then again, you get more chances to get it right.
Often, I've spoken to some actors that the minute they get a script and they know that they're going to do a part, they start preparing. And some want to wait till they're a little bit closer to the project to really get in there. How are you in terms of preparing for a role?
See, I'm not. I've never like had a system or a program or a, like. I always think, you know, but I don't know how to act, like that kind of thing. Like where I'll adapt to any director, it's because I don't really have a set way that I do things. If a director hires me and says, I want you to get started right now, do this research, this one, and I want you to have every line memorized before you ever show up for the first day, then that's what I'll do. But if not, I normally just kind of, I read the script the first time before the meeting and the read that makes me say yes, and then the next time is at the table read, and then after that it's just my lines the morning of hair and makeup, just kind of specifically.
I really enjoyed this movie. I really did. I have not read the book, and I'm saying as like an outsider with no knowledge.
Thank you.
I'm very confident the film's going to be a huge hit. What is it like to sort of know you're obviously making another one? What is it sort of like to know I'm going back into this world in the not-so-distant future, and also, I guess you guys probably have a release date, and, you know, what's that sort of mindset like for you?
Exciting, which is weird, because I remember signing onto it thinking, like, yeah, I'll probably have fun on the first one, and then be miserable for the night, but I'm excited to get back into training. I'm excited to get everybody back together. That was such a fun movie to shoot. And also, a time where an actor gets to do a character and a story that they really love and look up to and feel so strongly about, that happens maybe once in a lifetime, maybe once every 10 years. It doesn't happen a lot. And I get to do it once a year. So, and also with people that I love. I love Josh and Leanne, Elizabeth, Lenny, Woody. Like, to get back together with those guys, like, it's great.
I'm curious about deleted scenes on the first movie. Were there any scenes that you remember getting cut or anything you were sad to see go? Because it's 2:20, you know, the movie, which for me is no problem, but, you know, some of the audiences don't want to go further than that.
You know, I could say yes, but they happened afterwards when I was in my car driving away from the screening and remembered what got cut out. And then I realized that if I didn't notice when I was watching the movie, shouldn't have been in there. You know, like during the movie, I never once went, oh, they cut that out. Oh, they changed that. They missed that. It wasn't until afterwards. And that means they did a good job. Like it was, I didn't notice it.
I definitely want to ask you about Silver Lining Playbook. I'm super excited for the project.
Oh, thanks.
For people that don't know about it, can you talk a little bit about who you play, what it was like to make that project?
Yeah, Silver Linings Playbook is directed by David O. Russell. It's with Bradley Cooper, Robert De Niro, and Jackie Weaver. And it's this kind of hilariously dark, sad story about this man, Bradley Cooper, who gets out of a mental institution. And his wife has a restraining order against him, and they're divorced, but he's convinced and obsessed with getting her back. And then he meets me, and I'm an ex-sex addict, and I agree to illegally get letters to his ex-wife if he is my dance partner in a dance competition at the end of the month.
When you read it like that, it's a very interesting synopsis.
Yeah, it's a David O. Russell synopsis.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to ask you this at the beginning, but I'll ask you this now. Do more people want to talk to you about Monk, Cold Case, or Medium?
Cold Case. But Monk actually has a much funnier story, if you want to hear it.
Let's go.
So I was this one, like when I first got to California and started auditioning, like this one Sunday we were at this like church and I was in this youth group thing. I guess where like the younger kids go for like the adults do their church and then there. And like somebody announced, like I had found out that I was going to be, there were two characters in that episode, Emily J and Emily C. I thought I was going to be Emily C. That was my understanding, because that's who I auditioned for, and then I found out I got the part, so I'm like, cool, Emily C. somebody announces, like, oh, I'm going to be Emily J in Monk. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be Emily C. So everybody at church was like, great, we can't wait to see you guys. Like, oh, we'll watch it. Like, oh, it's going to be great. Turns out I'm the mascot. I come in. I'm on screen for 3.5 seconds, maybe. I have 2 lines. It's hot in here or something like that. And, like I don't know. And then I, like, rumble away and move. Like, I literally take my cat hat off. Like, it's the most humiliating world. Like, and everybody's like, oh, Emily C. So I never went back to church ever again.
That's kind of awesome. I have to wrap you up real quick. What are the TV shows you're watching right now?
Doomsday Preppers. Ancient Aliens. I mean, Sex and the City always, because I'm a girl. Yeah, Ancient Aliens, Doomsday Preppers, Intervention, Addicted. I didn't know I was pregnant. My teen is a nightmare. I'm moving out.
These are okay.
Oh, and Scare Tactics.
Of course. Why not that one? On that note, I got to wrap with you. Thank you so much for your time today.